It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Wakey, wakey.
Time to get up.
Good morning, citizens.
Up and at them.
Rise and shine.
This is your wake-up call, people.
Come on, the coffee's on.
We're going to get you guys circulating on Christian radio.
I understand young people. I know what's hip. I know what's on. I know what's lit. I know what's fleet.
Nerds! What's up, my nerds?
Nerds! I work with a bunch of nerds.
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
And shine, nerds.
Welcome to the Back Row Morning Show, a part of the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network and the official exclusive morning show for LTN Radio. I'm Radio Matt. I'm the station manager for LTN Radio. I'm a third generation radio dude and a lifelong nerd. Also, my go-to Taco Bell item is a cheesy gordita crunch with no spicy ranch. Sub in the nacho cheese Dorito shell for the regular one.
And I'm Mo, the shorter yet louder, and some might even say smarter, counterpart of the Back Row. I'm a wife, mom, super fan of all things Friends, and I once played an elf on a commercial.
I feel like I need more information.
That's all you get. I'm just kidding.
Saving that story for Christmas. Sorry.
So, throughout my childhood, my dad worked at a mobile home dealership, and it was a local brand, but it was all over the state of North Carolina. It was pretty well known.
Gotcha.
Little lot there. Anyway, so for Christmas every year they would put out a new ad, you know, drawing people in, because that's apparently Christmas is the like biggest time to buy a house. Right around Christmas,
really?
Apparently.
That's weird.
So, my mom had the brilliant idea that myself and my high school best friend would dress up as little elves, and she rewrote a good portion of The Night Before Christmas, and that was the narrative to the commercial. And it was, all that I really remember was, 'twas the night before Christmas, and all through the land, not a creature was stirring but the Calvary Man. And that was the name of the mobile home dealership, Calvary Mobile Homes. Yeah. And it featured one of our salesmen, the best looking salesman, you know, because you can't put ugly people on television, apparently. Sitting at his desk, like, very overworked and stressed as I ran around as a little elf in the background. Yep.
It was the night before Christmas and all through the lot. All the elves were freezing because by a house they forgot. So they went.
Look at you.
Yeah,
where were you 20 years ago? 21 years ago.
Good night.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a show today. Today on the show, vaccine passports.
Oh, my word. We've also got a Who Said It quiz, Twitter poll, 5 random facts, and more.
But first, today is Monday, April 12th, 2021, and we've got some holidays to celebrate. Well,
a holiday, and it's National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
And what a holiday.
Listen, I love a grilled cheese sandwich.
I had two of them today.
I had one today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dope. Today at school.
I found this, finally, I found some good keto bread.
Okay.
It's called Carbonaut. Like astronaut, but with carb at the beginning. And it's fantastic. Taste, texture, exactly like normal bread. Two net carbs per slice. So I had two grilled cheese sandwiches for about 10 carbs total.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. And they were delicious.
Nice.
What kind of cheese do you use for your grilled cheese sandwiches?
Oh, it depends. It depends. Because we've actually talked about this before. We have done, like, all-out gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches. Mm-hmm. But on a regular, just, I'm making a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, I'm talking, like, comfort food.
Yeah.
To the max. What's your best?
Well, we only have the Kraft single slice. Not cheese product, cheese.
Actual cheese,
yes. It's like Chris's biggest pet peeve. I'm not kidding. He will throw a fit if I bring home cheese product.
Really? Which is Velveeta?
Yeah.
Just say it. Velveeta.
Well, a lot of the sliced cheese says cheese product.
Is it about the same?
Mm-hmm.
So I got this bread and it came in the mail and I was excited for it. And so I was running to the store that night to S&S, which is close to where we record here. And I'm like, I'm going to get some cheese so I can have a grilled cheese sandwich tomorrow. My go-to is the Velveeta slices, mm-hmm. which I love. I love the sharpness of it. Really good. Melts fantastic. But they didn't have it. So I got the Kraft Singles.
Yeah.
And I made a sandwich with it. And it was all right. But it tasted off. But I thought it was the bread.
Right. Because
this was my first taste of the bread. And that keto bread is almost always gross.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, it's passable. I can eat a grilled cheese. But on a whim, I went ahead and bought Velveeta a couple days later when I actually went grocery shopping and brought it home. I can't tell the difference between a normal bread's grilled cheese and this. It was just the cheese. The cheese was lackluster.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, if that solidifies in my mind, Velveeta is the way to go. It wasn't bad. Again, it wasn't bad. It just doesn't have the pop.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the zing.
No, and I can agree that Velveeta is... But delicious. Yeah,
it ain't cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cheese-ish.
Yeah.
Cheese-esque. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's good.
If you can't buy it on WIC, it ain't cheese.
That's true.
Just saying.
Oh, man. All right. Last question on this topic before we move on.
Okay.
Are you a squished flat or a just let it toast, flip it over, and not squish it? Grilled cheese sandwich.
No, I'm a squished flat.
All right.
You got to squish it in order for the cheese to fully melt.
That's not entirely true because Deja's not a squisher. She's made me not squish her grilled cheese before and it does the same. It cooks the same way. The heat's coming up through the air pockets in the bread.
No, you're squishing. It's melting the cheese with the pressure and the heat.
All right. Here's my... I lied. I have one more thing. Here's my hack with the grilled cheese sandwich. Want a little bit more than one grilled cheese sandwich, but you don't want two full grilled cheese sandwiches. You take yourself a third slice of bread, toast it, build your sandwich as a triple decker, two layers of cheese, put the toasted one in the middle, and then cook that thing up.
Mm. That's smart.
Chef's kiss.
That is smart. So I have figured out, first of all, Cannon has figured out that he prefers grilled cheese sandwiches in the air fryer.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. We need an air. I've been petitioning my wife for an air fryer for the better part of a year.
Just tell her she needs to host a Pampered Chef party and she can get one for free. Like the best one for free.
I am not opening up my wife to any multi-level marketing schemes.
No, she hosts the party.
Yes, I know. It's she just has a sip of the poison. It's all right.
Whatever.
It will be fine. Trust Whatever. Us. Let us come into your
Shh.
Home.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Shh. Did you have a story?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I have figured out that instead of closing my grilled cheese sandwich, like completing it and putting it in the pan to cook, I like to keep it open, put both pieces of bread face down on the pan with butter, okay? And then once that side gets nice and golden, then I flip the bread to the other side, then I put the cheese on, and then I build the sandwich
so
both sides of my bread are nice and toasty.
You butter and grill.
Yeah.
Both sides. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And I use garlic.
Garlic. I was about to ask. Do you do garlic salt on that sucker? Mm-hmm. Yep. I sure do. I pour that stuff on.
The best addition to your grilled cheese, though, is a nice, thinly sliced.
Don't say it.
Kosher dill pickle.
Oh. That could be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever tried that before.
It's so good.
I thought you were going to say tomato.
Oh, no.
There's so many people who do that.
I have also had... See, and I don't like the way that it gets slimy.
Yeah,
the tomato gets slimy.
It's not a fun experience.
Mm-mm. If I want a tomato with my grilled cheese, I'm going to have tomato soup.
Absolutely.
With my grilled cheese. Okay, but I have a couple times done a Granny Smith apple sliced.
Okay.
In there.
Had this been before Deidre and I's trip? across the country, I would have said that's disgusting. But we went to the Melting Pot for the first time ever, and they gave us, brought us a whole bunch of apples for the cheese portion. And we're like, well, we paid for it. Let's give it a shot. Right. It was dang good.
It's something that you'd really never think about going together. A lot of people will put like shredded cheese on top of their apple pie before they bake it.
Or like a slice of cheddar. Yeah. I've seen that before. Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah, so I could see that too. What's your, if you're eating it with tomato soup, what's your process? Because I have a specific process for eating the sandwich with tomato soup. Got to cut the sandwich into diagonals.
Okay. Well, I always cut in triangles into a diagonal.
That's the right way to do it with a grilled cheese. I'll stand by that. Dip the corner, eat, dip the other corner, eat. The little middle portion, eat that straight, no dipping, and then you dip the butt end there.
Okay, but no, here's the thing. That butt end, that last piece that you save, that then sits in the tomato soup for just a little bit and gets kind of nice and
soaked up like a sponge.
Yep.
I can see that. I just can't do it. It messes with me texture-wise.
It's just too much crunchy because it's that corner piece.
Right. Nah, I'm fine with it. But it's close enough. That's close enough to
It's odd that we eat our grilled cheese and tomato soup exactly the same, except for that final bite there.
I do really want to try it with a pickle in there now.
It's so good. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
But I feel like that wouldn't work with Velveeta. I feel like you'd need a more sturdy cheese for that.
Possibly.
Because the idea of sour pickle with Velveeta cheese is not appealing.
Yeah.
Then again, I say that, and I made burgers with Velveeta cheese.
Yeah.
It's not been a problem.
You have to use those thin sliced pickles, though. Like, are they called stackers, maybe? Something. Anyway, the thin ones. Otherwise, your sandwich does not stick together.
I don't eat any thick sliced pickles.
Okay.
I don't feel like that
you don't
those
do
belong
the spheres.
On sandwiches. I'll do that just by themselves, right. Not on a sandwich.
Yeah.
But even like hamburger pickles, I need the thin cut.
Yes.
Not the big, thick mamas. No, thank you.
So,
this is the longest we've ever talked about a holiday.
how long we've been sitting here talking about grilled cheese?
A solid 10 minutes.
Wow.
How's your week been, Mo? Is this a reflection of it? This is the only thing we can talk about.
No, the week has actually been, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
The last week was tough because it was Easter weekend I was coming off of Easter weekend and Cannon's birthday. And so I was exhausted.
Yeah.
But this past week was good. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to tell the story about what happened to your daughter? Because I think it was hilarious.
I already put it out there on Facebook, so why wouldn't I put it out there? So, Mila is...
How old is she now?
She will be 10 on the 19th.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Just for a second, realize we moved here when she was 14 months old.
Yeah.
And... the kids and I immediately started coming to church here as soon as we moved. So, this has been her home. And two, it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, 9 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So, she'll be 10. She's in the fourth grade. And what, 3 weeks? 2 weeks. 2 weeks of school has fully happened. So, she... came home from school, I think it was Thursday afternoon, and like always, I asked her, how was your day? Oh, it was fine. And Chris pipes in, she got in trouble. And I was like, what did you get in trouble for? She never gets in trouble. And her teacher is a good friend of mine. So typically, if she was in trouble, I would get a text. I would know something was up, And so I was like, what happened? I'm immediately thinking it was so bad that her teacher didn't want to text me and let me know, And Mila rolls her eyes. Seriously, Dad? And she says, I didn't really get in trouble, Mom, but I was told to move back to my seat during AR. And I was like, okay, why? Well, because I couldn't stop laughing and I was making the people around me laugh. I was like, okay, well, what were you reading? And she said, no, it didn't have to do with what I was reading. Okay, what happened? I farted. And so I looked at her and I immediately got flushed for her.
Right. Tensed up. You're like, oh no, this is a terrible situation.
My face turned bright red. I'm freaking out. I was like, did anybody hear you? And she said, oh yeah, tons of people heard me. And I was like, well, what did you do? She said, what do you mean? I laughed.
I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah. I was like, you weren't freaking out. You didn't try and say that it wasn't you. She was like, no, everybody farts, Mom. Why am I going to say it wasn't me? Everybody knew it was me. They heard me do it. I'm not going to try and get out of it. And everybody just laughed with me. I said, are you sure they weren't laughing at you? She said, Mom, I was laughing, so they were laughing with me. Even if they were laughing at me, it doesn't count.
Such a great head on that kid.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
When I read that, I read it twice. I was just, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
This. Someone commented on there, that's the product of growing up with two older brothers. And I think that's probably, yeah, likely a heavy factor in it.
Uh-huh.
But it's great. It's great that she wasn't embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's good when you can get to that point where you're okay laughing at yourself in silly situations instead of just being embarrassed by it. Because then, even if there are people in the room that might want to pick on her for it or bully her for it, like, their power is already gone.
Exactly.
What can you do at that point?
Yeah.
Farter? Yeah, I know. We were all there. You're not bringing any new information to the table.
Yeah. And she is just so... there's so many great things. And we're going to have this conversation in 10 years. Mm-hmm. But there's so many great things about having a daughter after having brothers, after having boys.
Mm.
Because it just makes the girl so well-rounded, I think.
We'll see.
Yeah. It's my personal experienced opinion, I guess.
I keep forgetting that we're following now the same kid path that you have already.
Yeah.
Two boys and a girl.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm still a little panicky about it.
There's no reason to be panicky. It really is.
Super panicky.
Nah.
I think I told you, I don't know if I did or not. Long before we found out what it was, I remember having a dream, like a very vivid dream, of us having a daughter, but like she was already like a teenager.
Yeah.
And it was just me pestering her like on the couch.
Yeah.
You know, just like fathers do.
Yeah.
And, like I was bugging her about, I don't remember what, but you know, just teasing her essentially about something at school. And I remember waking up going, oh, that felt great. I hope we have a girl. But then every thought I've had since then is, oh, gosh, what am I going to do with a girl? How am I not going to panic over everything that happens to this girl for the rest of my life?
That is why you had, well, I shouldn't say you had. That's why God gave you two boys first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because you're going to find out really quick that those two boys naturally will protect her.
I sure hope so.
They will. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Sometimes you may have to protect her from them.
Sure.
But
that's okay.
Outside forces will have to go through three levels of protection, which is nice.
How was
your week, Matt?
Well, my week has been mostly uneventful.
Do you know, it's those weeks that I don't know, like at the end of the week, I'm like, oh, okay, it was a good week. It was pretty uneventful. But then I'm like, I don't know how I really feel about an uneventful week. Was that a good thing?
Oh, I love having uneventful weeks.
Okay.
If I could just live in an uneventful week for the rest of my life, I'd be satisfied.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of good events, sure, that can occur, but most of them are bad. Most things that happen in life are bad.
I'd
rather have neutral weeks.
You and your pessimistic point of view.
I am very pessimistic. You're right.
Wow.
I try not to be. And I'm not pessimistic in all areas, but I do need to be talked down from several ledges oftentimes when I'm just ready to give up. I guess I'm in this mood because today, it's like every Friday. And I don't know if it's kind of like I know that the weekend's coming and I'll be spending the majority of my time of the next 2 days at work. And so I won't be watching the boys. But like on Friday, my boys just become monsters. Just absolute monsters. And I have to fight to not drop kick them across the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so a week that I can have where they're mostly okay, I'm like, this is great.
Yeah. It's a good week.
So this is a pretty good Friday.
Also, in case anybody new is listening, we do record on Friday, but today is technically Monday.
Yeah, thank you for that.
So yeah, you're
usually
welcome.
I'm the one that's doing
we that. Need to like we both just really need to get to a place. LTN radio needs to get to a place to where we don't have to have other jobs and we
right,
can actually do
job.
This.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Please, anybody. Hey,
several thousand dollars is
right,
all we need.
That's all we
please,
need.
A month.
Just to help sustain two families. I mean, that's all. I will say, I got to share, the highlight of my week was during lunch duty when one student said, Miss Megan, so-and-so's crying. And it was a boy. So I went over to him and I was like, hey, what's up? You crying? And he goes, no, I'm not crying. I'm laughing so hard. I'm crying. I was like, oh, okay. You sure? You sure you're good? And he's like, no, I'm fine. I promise, Miss Megan, I'm fine. I said, okay, because I'd hate for you to be crying over how beautiful I am. And he said, no, the only reason you can make me cry is if you told me you were married.
Wow.
And I looked at him and that was my wow.
That's smooth. Uh-huh. That's a smooth talker right there. How old was he?
He's third grade.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. So.
Smooth kids. Smooth
uh-huh.
kid.
His parents need to watch out for him.
He's got a future.
Right.
Pretty sure he's already had 10 girlfriends.
So that was definitely the highlight of my week.
That's pretty good.
Walked away feeling a little bit
well,
more beautiful.
A 9-year-old finds me attractive. Take that, world.
When you say it like that.
Well, what a better place to take a break than right there. When we come back, we've got a top list.
Stick around.
This week in Nerdy News, this is LTNN. Last week, Netflix shared a first look at Jason Momoa as a satyr in Slumberland. The film follows an eccentric outlaw who guides a young hero through a secret dream world. Slumberland will premiere on Netflix in 2022. My man. According to Deadline, Edgar Ramirez has joined the cast of the Borderlands adaptation. He'll play the role of the villain Deucalion Atlas, a business titan, arms manufacturer, and the most powerful person in the universe. And finally, it's just a fantastic time to be a Star Trek fan. Several ongoing Star Trek TV shows have released trailers for their upcoming seasons, including Star Trek Discovery, with the cast sporting brand new uniforms and finding themselves in a Voyager-like story with little to no Federation aid in the far future. Star Trek Picard teasing the return of a fan favorite character and mischievous semi-omnipotent being, Q, and animated comedy Star Trek Lower Decks promising the return of the voice of William Riker, Jonathan Frakes. Also set to debut this year are the Discovery spinoff Star Trek Brave New World, following the pre-Kirk Enterprise with Captain Pike, Spock, and Number One, and the new kids series Star Trek Prodigy, a show that will feature a computer-animated Catherine Janeway, voiced by Kate Mulgrew herself, as an emergency training hologram. I wonder if Robert Picardo will cameo as the Doctor for a little hologram competition. I am excited, and if you are one of the, you know, Beam Me Up crew, I know you are too. Yeah. That was This Week in Nerdy News. I'm Radio Matt, and this is LTNN. Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo.
And we've got a top list coming coming up for you.
You okay there?
But then later in the show, should we be enforcing vaccine passports? I got really dyslexic all of a sudden as I was reading the sentence, so I mixed up like four words. I apologize.
Nobody would have ever known had you just said your sentence, because it still sounded correct.
Sure, yeah. I panicked.
Yeah.
I'm a panicker. We established that last week.
We did. Before we do anything else, I've got five random facts for you. Ice cream was once called cream ice.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes.
I don't believe that one.
And a butterfly was a flutterby.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
You're a liar.
Google it. Roy Waters was the shortest player in the NHL. He was the goaltender and only 5'3".
That's all you need for the goal. Goal's only like 3 foot tall.
Why was I thinking that the goal was so much taller?
Because
I was envisioning a soccer goal.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah.
No. Like it's big enough you can cover 75% of it with pads and everything.
Man. Huh.
Hockey's weird.
Well, that's just not as like cool of a fact now. I read it and I was like, ooh, that's awesome. What an athletic 5'3" he was. Very versatile. No. Mm-mm. Must have been agile.
Just real quick, speaking of goals, and you brought up soccer, I was the goalie on my childhood soccer team because I was the fattest kid, so I covered up more of the goal.
Okay.
But that didn't really work to my team's advantage because I would not commit to diving for a ball or anything. I did it one time. I wound up with dirt in my mouth, and I was like, well, that's
not
enough of
doing
that.
That again.
Luckily, my team was really good, so the ball rarely got to my side.
That's fair.
But if it did make it down there, it was probably going in.
Interesting. Saturn's rings are made from trillions of chunks of orbiting ice.
Yes. Correct. That's a correct fact, unlike the other two that you had earlier.
There are 2,000 thunderstorms on Earth every minute.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
2,000?
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Isn't it? And kind of neat. And we see maybe two of them.
We get a fair amount of rain here. Come on.
Nah, fair amount.
A fair amount.
That no.
A decent amount.
No, we're not.
Not a good amount. Just decent.
No.
Yes.
We get a small amount. A minuscule amount. We don't get nearly enough.
You're thinking of Arizona. No, definitely not enough.
We're not far from Arizona.
But we're on the far side.
In terms of, no, I don't mean in terms of like geographically far from. I mean in terms of like.
How much rain do we get?
Topography?
Topography. Hey, yeah.
See, become an educator, you get smarter.
I thought it was supposed to be the other way.
No.
You learn first.
Those who can't do, teach. And lastly, in Disney's Snow White, Dopey was originally written to be a chatterbox, but producers couldn't find a voice they felt was suitable, so instead of giving him vocals they thought were wrong, they made him silent.
That just seems lazy. In all of animation, there was not a single voice who met your standards.
Well,
I don't think so.
You got to remember, that was back in, was it the 30s that Snow White first came out?
I guess so. That was still early days. Wasn't it one of the first?
I believe it was the very first one.
I thought that was Sleeping Beauty.
1937.
Is Snow White the first one?
Okay, Snow White is 1937. Let's see, Sleeping Beauty, 1959.
Wow. Oh, I was way off.
Yep.
Wow.
22 years difference.
Cool. Mostly good facts there.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
We got a top list for you. 10 ripoffs you've probably been tricked into buying. Are you ready?
Great.
Bottled water.
About to ruin y'all's day.
The idea that companies are somehow bottling pure mystical mountain water run through filters constructed by elves is garbage.
It's not Keebler water.
As several sources have pointed out, almost every major brand bottles municipal tap water. And yes, that comes with all the fluoride and other goodies that your normal tap water comes with. What you're buying for $1.25, you can drink at home for the tenth of a penny. So at this point, we're really just buying flavor. What flavor fluoride do you like?
So, yeah, that is mostly true, depending on where exactly you live. Mm-hmm. I've told you, Chris, when he was going through college, getting his bachelor's degree, one of the science classes he took required him to do an experiment on water. Mm-hmm. And so he had three different bottles of water and then tap water. Two of the bottles of water came out more contaminated than our tap water. And only one kind of showed slightly better than our tap water.
Yeah.
It's the one bottle of water that we continue to buy.
And which one's that one?
Aquafina.
And that's the worst one.
It's the only one that's actually...
okay. Dasani's the worst
one. Yeah, Dasani and Fiji.
Oh, well, I don't even count those. I don't count those weird ones.
Well, but Fiji is the one that, like, most people...
oh, is that one of the ones in the experiment?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
Fiji's one of the ones that most people esteem as like being the best bottled water. Mm-mm. It was actually the worst in his experiment.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. That's convincing. And I say Dasani's the worst. Dasani's not the worst. Dasani I'd still drink. Ozarka, that's pretty bad. Nestle Pure Life, that's awful. Oh,
Nestle Pure Life is disgusting.
It's so bad.
It has like this thick...
yeah, it's really bad. Yeah.
I don't...
thick is a good word for
it. Yeah, it's like...
how can you have thick water?
Yeah.
They figured out a way, guys.
It's the weirdest thing.
I literally drink the Walmart bottled water, the great value bottled water above any of those others, flavor-wise, because that's all I'm going for. Yeah. And it's much better, in my opinion. I will never drink another Nestle Pure Life.
Oh, no.
People keep buying it just because they recognize the name and it's the cheaper of the ones they recognize. Like Nestle, I've heard of that before. Don't they make chocolate cookies? I'm sure they do good water.
And chocolate powder for chocolate milk. I mean, come on, guys.
It's not even the best version of the chocolate powder for chocolate milk. Like,
Ovaltine.
Well, yeah, okay.
Ovaltine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's better. I agree. Next up, warranties on electronics. It's hard not to be paranoid right after you've bought something expensive, but 90% of the time, the price of the warranty is equal to or slightly more than the average price of a repair. In other words, all you're doing is buying peace of mind, not the repair.
You know what I hate most about those, though? Like when you buy an electronic at Walmart and then they ask you if you want the warranty and you say no and they look at you like you've just committed like the worst sin imaginable.
Okay, well, I'm going to drop it when I bring it out of the back then.
Yeah.
We'll see if you want that warranty then. Next up, travel size anything. These literally only exist because of desperation. Plan ahead and avoid this obvious scam. You can buy the travel size once or buy these. They make bottles, just empty bottles, the right size that you can refill yourself. Mm-hmm. It's literally almost the cost of an entire thing of shampoo to buy a travel size version. It's like a dollar more to get a full bottle. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Razor blades. Several years ago, stories broke in the U.S. and the U.K. about companies colluding to raise prices illegally on razor blades. The stories may have made a slight dent, but those razor blades are marked up by nearly 5,000%. Avoid big-name razor refills and buy generic cartridges in bulk. They might not have the most insane advancements of 17 blades in one swipe, but you'll be fine. I remember... they had gotten to three. It was like the Mach 3 came out with three blades, and SNL did a parody of like the 12 blade thing where it shows a picture of them slicing the hair and a little bit more of the hair, a little bit more of the hair, right into the flesh. Several layers of muscle, just cutting it all with the one blade. Mm-hmm. But they just keep coming out. We are up to six, I think. Six blades. We're almost there. You can almost just shave your entire face off and hair will never grow again.
Yeah, we're halfway there, guys. Halfway there.
The future. Starbucks coffee. You know the truth.
It's disgusting.
It's been staring you in the face for years. Coffee is cheap to produce. But this isn't going to stop you. It won't stop any of us. Starbucks has us now. Next up, hotel minibars. I mean, this one's obvious. Everyone knows this one. They capitalize on the fact that you're lazy. It doesn't matter if there's a vending machine just halfway down the hall. If that's right there in your minibar, you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
$15 Toblerone right on your check.
Mm-hmm.
Or just the water. That's the thing that Deidre and I noticed when we took our trip. Like, the
nice hotels. Oh, yeah, it's like a $5 hotels, bottle of water.
Five freaking dollars.
Yeah.
And it's Aquafina.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's why we always pick our hotel, make sure they have a room, run over to the nearest gas station.
Yeah, load up.
Yep.
Load up for the night. Yep, for mm-hmm. sure. Free credit reports. In the U.S., you are allowed one free credit check per year. Companies peddling the service are actually selling you on some other product you don't even want or need. And essentially, they're setting you up to do the work for you just so they'll have your email and your account information.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trick.
Yeah.
It's a trick, y'all. Branded painkillers. This one I didn't know. Or if I've heard it before, I might have heard it before, but I just didn't remember. I never remember. And this is a big one. While in some industries, generic brands really are lower quality, that's not the case with most pharmaceuticals. Medication companies are legally required to use the exact same chemical composition in their branded versions. That means that Advil is 100% exactly the same as the generic ibuprofen. There's not one difference except for the label and the price.
Yep.
And this also answers a question that I've had for years is, okay, so Walmart has this version of ibuprofen ripoff
mm-hmm.
and this version of ibuprofen ripoff. They're both ibuprofen. They both have 500 milligrams, but this one's long and white and this one's short and brown. Why are they making both? Now I understand. They have to if they're making a knockoff of a certain generic brand. If they want you to get that instead of Advil,
yeah.
They have to make it the same way Advil makes it. They want to get this one instead of, you know, Motrin or whatever it is that is. It has to look exactly like that and be made of the same way that way. Like, yeah. it's how they get you.
See, you it's took smart. It one step further because I would have never thought about that.
Yeah. But it's good. That's how they get you to save money, honestly.
Yeah, we only buy.
That's the one case where Walmart's generics are actually helping you out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we only buy the store brand medicine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Two more. We got movie theater popcorn, but this one isn't so much the fault of the movie theater as it is of movie executives with fat wallets. The theater will have to give up nearly 70% of your ticket price to Hollywood. To make up for that, they have to charge more for popcorn and snacks and $4 boxes of ripoff trolley. What is it? Trolley? Gummy worms?
Trolley.
Mm-hmm. But you don't really have to worry about that because theaters don't exist anymore.
Hey, ours is opening back up.
With whom?
Allen Theaters, May 14th.
No way. Uh-huh. Really? I thought they were like, they were done.
I did too. I promise you. I'll show you later. Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, I will pay for the trolleys and the popcorn and the soda because it's an experience. Mm-hmm. I don't go to the movie mm-hmm. every day.
That's true.
You know,
someone actually posted in the Love Thy Nerd Facebook community, they posted a It was a screenshot of a tweet that somebody said is like, sneaking food into the movie theater is the quickest way to get me to not be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
So it started a whole conversation on do you sneak food in stuff. And I said, look, I will pay the money for the popcorn. I will pay the money for the drink. But I am going to sneak in my own dollar bag of gummy worms in my back pocket.
Yeah.
I can't justify spending everything at a 500% markup.
That's fair. My mother-in-law apparently had a movie theater purse.
I just make sure I get my deepest pockets and my longest shirt, cover it all up. They're not going to pat you down. That would be weird and open them up for lawsuits. What's that crinkling noise? I got a diaper on.
You tell me what the crinkling noise is. You want to find out? I'll have your job and the whole business. This will be Matthew Theaters.
The $3 that you were going to make here is going to seem like chump change. And lastly, the most obvious one, lottery tickets. You have a better chance of dying on your way to pick up a lottery ticket than you do of winning.
It's an experience. The whole scratching.
And I've done that a few times.
Okay, I don't do lottery tickets. I do scratchers.
You do scratch-offs?
Yeah.
They're an experience. That's true.
Yeah.
I have, when jackpots have gotten super high, sometimes I'm like, okay, I can spend $4 and get a lottery ticket just for the fun of it. And I'd sit there and I wait for the numbers to come in, and then I'm like, oh, that was a fun waste of $4. Not a single number.
Could have bought a drink and a candy bar.
It's fun. It's fun to, I guess what I like about it more is like, you buy that ticket once in a blue moon.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe at most I've bought one a year. And you just sit there and think about what you do with that money. And it's kind of fun for a little while. And then the numbers come and it doesn't happen. And then you move on with your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You deal with the stages of grief.
Mm-hmm.
The anger and the frustration.
Well, the key is, I've found, buy the ticket like the hour before the drawing is. Because then
you haven't
invested so much.
Yeah, that's fair.
You haven't thought all week about, man, I hope I win that lottery.
Yeah. That's legitimate.
But gambling in general, though, we were talking about this the other day. On Easter, we played poker with Deidre's family, and I won, and it was great. But
did you win money?
No, there's no money.
It would have been better if you won money.
It would have been better, yeah. But we talked about how when Deidre and I went to Vegas for our, I guess, technically kind of a baby moon. It was before we were getting pregnant. We were like, let's take one big vacation before we start having kids.
Yeah.
And so we went to Vegas, and we didn't gamble a whole lot because we were mainly there to see shows and just experience what Vegas was, which was really fun. But we did a little bit, and I won like $50 on a slot machine. And then I spent it all back on more slot machines.
Exactly.
Because once you win $50, you get a taste for winning. You're like, well,
you want to win again?
I can certainly win more, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stick on this same machine. It's paying out.
Yeah.
It didn't.
Hey.
But it was an experience.
Bingo on cruise ships is where I make my money.
I just rabbit trail from that. every summer we would go visit my grandparents in Indiana. And they lived in a nursing home, not a nursing home, essentially like a senior living facility thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where they had a cafeteria and they had bingo nights and all this. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother invited me to bingo night with them. So I'm like, okay, I'm like, you know, 11, and they play for quarters. And so, my grandma gave me a bunch of quarters and we played but there's like 50 people in this room. It's like a giant room full. And I won 3 games and so many quarters. And by the third time I won, I could feel all the old people being so mad at me for even being in the room.
I don't want to play anymore, Grandma.
I'm just going to take my winnings and go.
Yeah.
This is just story day, isn't it?
You had a lot more to live for. and to save those quarters for.
What do you need them for?
Right?
Tip your nurse. That's come on.
So listen, that's the kind of kid that I was until I realized, like, until I had an aunt who was very brutally honest with me. But that's the kind of kid I was. I would have been like, I need them more than you do.
I got video games to buy. They ain't cheap. Mom says I gotta wait till Christmas. I ain't waiting till Christmas. I'm using your money.
Y'all knew what you were getting into when you came.
Bingo. Check the numbers. One give me them quarters.
50 chance. One in a 50. Gosh. All you old people.
But seriously, I made close to $40.
Wow.
And they were really mad.
But that wasn't even a dollar from each person when you consider it that way.
That's
so
true. That's true.
Yeah. See? And it is story day today, so.
Oh, that's good. They're good stories. Mm-hmm. All right. It is episode 27 of our COVID coverage.
Hi.
Since over a year ago.
Man.
We did the... Before we came to LTN Radio, we rebranded our morning show, the Morning Side Hug, for for the bulk of the year, and it just became the COVID show. Like that's that's all we talked
that's
about.
Really, what we should have named
that's
it.
That's the season.
Had we known, yeah.
We've been talking. We'll be talking about vaccines and passports in the next segment. But first, it's time for. What did the CDC get wrong this time?
Dun, dun, dun.
So remember how in the past year the CDC has been telling us that COVID-19 hangs on surfaces for not just hours, but days at a time?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's less than a 1 in 10,000 chance of catching COVID-19 from surfaces, according to an update from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC has made clear that COVID-19 is a respiratory disease transmitted mainly through human-to-human interaction, but noted last spring that it may be possible that a person can get COVID-19 by touching a surface or object that has the virus on it, and then touching their mouth, nose, possibly their eyes. CDC website now cites several studies that suggest the risk of SARS-CoV-2 infection via... transmission from surfaces is low, generally less than 1 in 10,000, which means that each contact with a contaminated surface has less than a 1 in 10,000 chance of causing an infection. Yeah, so I've been spraying this entire dang church twice a week with a bug spray hose thing with disinfectant. Every possible touching surface... every seat, every chair with this disinfectant spray for nothing. This is, of course, after last month, the CDC showed that masks have only lowered the spread by, I think it was 2%, a negligible amount. And we've learned more over time. I mean, I get that this is all new. I get that this is all, you know, we're just kind of learning as we go. And that's fine if they were
we've
presenting
said this
it that
for
way.
A year, Matt.
I know.
These have been our exact words for a year. We understand
tell us the truth.
That this is unprecedented. We understand none of us have gone through this. We don't expect you to have some sort of information that just kind of comes out of nowhere. We're not expecting for the magical virus fairies to give you all the answers.
Right.
We get it. But don't walk around here acting like the magical virus fairies have already given you all the answers and what you're saying is 100% truth when we know it's not.
What's funny is even after, and we talked, this was like 3 weeks ago when we talked about the mask thing. Even after the CDC has shown that, you know, wearing masks has only lowered it by about 2% or less. Everybody's still up on that's the most important thing you can do right now is wear a mask. Like it's done nothing. It's done literally nothing.
Mm-hmm. I've even seen kids come into the school wearing two masks.
Oh.
I know, it's driving me crazy.
Oh. Oh. I'm not an anti-masker by any sense, but seeing the fact that it's done nothing well, yeah, I'm kind of becoming an anti-masker at this point. Like, why then? Why are we doing it? Why?
This goes back into our top list of things you've probably been tricked into buying. Right.
We have kept mask companies alive.
We all have a new accessory to our wardrobe. We all have masks fitting for each kind of outfit. A more casual mask, you know, a more formal mask for our better, more nice outfits, you know.
We do.
We have our athletic masks for when we know we're going to go outside and we're going to be working and sweating and we don't want to get, you know. Yeah.
I have a very nice, like, white checkered flannel looking mask to go that goes with my bow tie for mm-hmm. Easter.
Yeah. See? I'm telling you.
Have a good one. Yeah. It's
the top accessory of 2020.
Yeah.
The mask. Do you know our grandkids are going to, it's going to be on a list one day. And they're going to be like, what was the mask for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This also comes with a new report that 1.5 billion masks have polluted the ocean since the start of the pandemic.
Y'all all worried about plastic straws. But ain't nobody caring about Karen and her mask.
Well, I mean, at that point, I'm like, shouldn't we be hearing from the big environmental pushers? Because hasn't the whole thing been about Mother Earth is more important than human comfort and life, limited human life, that we need to do whatever we can to protect the Earth as a whole? And so wouldn't putting yourself at slightly higher risk for catching COVID-19 fall under that? Like, we're killing the oceans. Take that mask off, dang it, for the Earth.
They're the same people.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm making. It's only a deal when it's it's not going to impact your personal life and your comfort and, yeah, your peace of mind at this point, because that's all it is. That's mm-hmm. all masks are now, peace of mind. Calm down, Matthew. Calm down. We're going to get through this.
Is it time to take a break?
Through this?
And then we'll come back in the next segment.
Like names in the branches.
Talk more about it.
We're going to talk about vaccine passports. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stick around.
It's Mo from the Back Row Morning Show, and I've got 5 random facts for you. The world's longest French fry is 34 inches long. Naval tradition declares submarines be called boats, not ships. Walt Disney started sketching regularly when he was just 4 years old. Cherries are a member of the rose family, as are pears, plums, apples, and raspberries. There are ice caves in Iceland that have hot springs. And 1 teaspoon of a neutron star would weigh 6 billion tons.
That was 6 facts.
It was 6 facts.
You get a bonus fact on your bonus facts. Yo, this is Exhibit. We heard you like facts, so we put a bonus fact on your bonus facts.
For more fun facts and hilarious nonsense, tune in to the Back Row Morning Show Monday through Thursday at 7 a.m. and again at 9 a.m. Central here on LTN Radio.
Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo, and today we're talking about vaccine passports.
But first, we're going to play a quick round of Who Said It? This time, I've got quotes from Orlando Bloom. As either Legolas from Lord of the Rings, or William Turner from Pirates of the Caribbean, or Caribbean. Which way is it? It's both, isn't it?
It is both, yeah. I say Caribbean.
Caribbean, me too. I'll read a quote. Mel's going to guess which is which. Play along at home. This one is timed. We have 20 quotes and 5 minutes to answer them. Are you ready?
I guess so.
I mean, have you seen, you've seen Lord of the Rings,
right? Oh, yes. Lord of the Rings.
And Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Here's my issue with Pirates of the Caribbean. Okay. We just recently, like in the last 2 or 3 years, watched all of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. It was
all five
one of our
them?
Yeah, it was one of our movie marathon things right, that we did right. with the kids. Chris and I tried watching them when we first started dating and were early married, but I could not, for the life of me, understand a single word that was uttered during the entire movie at all. And Chris got annoyed having to pause every single time someone spoke to translate for me.
We know where all the rum's gone. Chris is drinking it. Just put up with
Mo. Yeah. Yeah.
Where's the rum gone?
See? All I heard was rum. I know what you said, but all I heard was rum. It's sad. It really is.
I got a jar of jazz.
See, I don't know what you said.
You're absolutely right.
I'm telling you. Not only do they have this thick accent, but they're all
they
supposed
slur.
To be drunk the
they,
whole time.
Yeah,
yeah.
They slur all their lives.
Yeah.
It's a Bible. You get credit for trying. I got to watch those movies again. It's been too long. I love them, even the bad ones.
They really are good movies.
All right, let's do this. Orlando Bloom, Legolas, or William Turner? Here we go. A craftsman is always proud to hear his work is appreciated.
William Turner.
Correct. It's not a fate you had to choose for yourself either.
Legolas.
Wrong. Limbus. One small bite is enough to fill the stomach of a grown man.
I have no idea. Let's go with Lego.
Correct. What about side by side with a friend?
William Turner.
Wrong.
Ooh.
I understand. It's a game of deception. But your bet includes all the dice, not just your own. What are you wagering?
William Turner.
Correct. The stars are veiled. Something stirs in the east. A sleepless malice. The eye of the enemy is moving. He is here.
Legolas.
How can we sail to an island that nobody can find with a compass that doesn't work?
William Turner.
Good job. Keep a weather eye on the horizon.
William Turner.
Correct. I practice 3 hours a day, so when I meet a pirate, I can kill it.
William Turner? Worried that they're going to try and...
throw in a pirate one that's
not...
No cause is lost if there is but one fool left to fight for it.
Legolas.
Wrong!
Ooh, wow!
I thought you were right. I almost said correct. I feel something. A slight tingle in my fingers. I think it's affecting me.
Legolas?
Correct. You didn't beat me. You ignored the rules of engagement. In a fair fight, I'd kill you.
I'm saying Legolas.
Wrong.
Ooh, shoot.
Have you learned nothing of the stubbornness of dwarves?
Legolas.
Correct. A red sun rises. Blood has been spilled this night.
Legolas.
Correct. It's not the eastern shore that worries me. A shadow and a threat have been growing in my mind. Something draws near. I can feel it.
William Turner?
Wrong. Five left. If we can outrun her, we can take her. We should turn and fight.
William Turner?
Correct.
Yeah.
They run as if the very whips of their masters were behind them.
Legolas.
Correct. I have not the heart to tell you. For me, the grief is still too near.
Legolas.
Correct. This is either madness or brilliance.
William Turner.
Correct. The way is shut. It was made by those who are dead, and the dead keep it. The way is shut.
Legolas?
Wow, I didn't think that one was right. Good job. You got 15 out of 20.
Hey.
That's a 75. That's a solid C right there.
It's not bad.
That's not bad at all. Especially because I was using my Taken voice. What's that guy's name from Taken? You know, where his kid gets taken.
It's not Liam Neeson.
Yeah. That guy. That was my light Liam Neeson. Mm-hmm. That was my non-accented Liam Neeson voice.
Good job.
You did a fantastic job there, Mo.
Thanks. I'm really impressed. I kind of feel like I earned a little bit of nerd cred there.
That's good, yeah.
A little bit.
I agree.
I'm sure. I had a lot of people that were like, seriously?
Well, those were not easy. Those were not obvious quotes.
Some of them were.
But for overall, yeah. not obvious at all.
Yeah.
Mm. Last segment, we talked about the latest COVID updates, i.e. the CDC still getting things wrong even a year out. And it is just a reminder that this entire time, since over a year ago, every piece of information, every study, every health recommendation, everything that we have heard about this pandemic has been presented as 100% positive gospel truth fact that cannot be debated or denied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's been many doctors whose videos were deleted and banned from Facebook and YouTube in the middle of last year that were saying things that we're being told now were right all along. Dissenting ideas have been met with incredible ire. And the fact that the facts have been steadily changing this entire time and still continue to has created a very suspect situation. Who actually feels comfortable trusting any recommendation anymore? Meanwhile, Texas and Mississippi have recently reported their numbers are after both states completely opened their states up with no more mask mandate, 100% capacity everywhere over a month ago. People who thought they were being reckless said that they would see a spike in cases 2 weeks ago. Because that's how long it takes. It takes 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
The newest reports that have come out just a few days ago show that they continue to trend downward in new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. In fact, both states have reached record lows, the lowest since the start of the pandemic. This implies that we are actually reaching a herd immunity level, and that the combination of the vaccination efforts and a large number of people who've already had the virus are causing this. However, now it appears that a growing number of politicians and private companies are interested in mandating vaccination passports, meaning that if you plan to travel, you must present a card proving you have been vaccinated. This, of course, would require people who either do not yet trust the very new vaccines or those who feel like they do not need the vaccines to get them in order to travel. That's the setup. Mo, what are your initial thoughts?
I don't have any new initial thoughts. My initial thoughts are the same initial thoughts I have had for over 365 days. My initial thoughts are my thoughts. While I think COVID has sucked, and while I think there are many people who have struggled through it, some who have lost their lives, for the majority, the last year has kind of been a wool over our eyes situation.
Mm.
Just saying. The truth was in front of most of us all along, but it was hard to decipher the truth when you had so many things coming at you and it was an unknown. I get it. But good gravy, can I just go to work without having to wear a mask, please? Please. I had to wave at a group of my students last week from inside of an empty room through a window while they were at recess because they said, can you just pull your mask down so we can see what your real face looks like?
I want to know you how you really are.
Yeah.
You know what? That's been one of my favorite things about wearing a mask is I have talked to so few less people at Walmart because they're not entirely sure that it's me, so they don't come talk to me.
That is fair. That is fair. I have walked past so many people that I know. But it's something about your nose, mouth, chin area that just makes you distinguishable to other people. And so when it's not visible, you're like, do I know you? I don't think I know you. Oh, maybe I do.
This will be really uncomfortable if you're not who I think you are. I'm not going to risk it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
So, like I said, I'm not specifically an anti-max masker. I'm also not an anti-vaxxer in the general sense. But this is not in the same realm as like vaccines kids get when you're young for measles or whatever, because those are like one shot that you get that lasts for years, if not your entire life. This is more akin to the flu vaccine, which is not mandatory anywhere, really. And the infection and the death rate of these two things, flu and COVID, about the same.
Mm-hmm.
About the same, we've come to find out, especially with herd immunity on the rise. I don't see us forcing flu vaccines, and they'll be just as dangerous as COVID. Flu will be, anyway, some years. What's the difference? I mean, I don't see the difference. If we're getting to the point where we have herd immunity, which it is becoming more and more apparent that we are, then why are we doing something different with a COVID vaccine as we are to flu?
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to personal health choices. Even with the vaccines that we talked about with kids get when they're younger, that's still a choice for the most part. There's some school districts that require a certain vaccine having to be given before you can have your kid go to that school. But even then, you still have the choice to just not send them to that school.
Mm-hmm.
Send them to a different school that doesn't. You can homeschool. There's never a situation where, like, you absolutely have to get this vaccine or you cannot participate in society anymore.
Right.
But now we're getting to that point. Kids are practically immune already. Should we really have to force an unnecessary vaccine on them every year?
No.
Long-term effects of these very, very new vaccines are completely unknown. We don't know what's going to happen with them. There have been a few people that have had negative reactions, but I guess that really happens with anything. But still, it's enough to give one pause of like, can we maybe, I mean, we're always touting how this was the fastest rollout of a vaccine ever.
That's not necessarily
100% sure that that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's not necessarily something to be proud of.
Right. So, I mean, of course, there are going to be a lot of people who just don't want it yet, at least. Give it a few years of dry runs before we have to do it for everybody. Young adults also have a very low risk of adverse effects. I had it. It sucked. You had it.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked. But I've definitely had worse flus and stomach bugs.
Yeah. The stomach bug of 2015.
Oh my gosh.
Took out our whole church.
I'm on the back end of the, we both are on the back end of the young adult spectrum. But even I don't feel the need for me to get the vaccine, at least this year, since I've had the crappy thing. I should have natural immunity, at least for a while. The WHO is also stoking the conspiracy theory fire by now coming out. I say the WHO, the World Health Organization. You know what I mean. Stoking the conspiracy theory fire by coming out now and implying that natural immunity does not help with herd immunity, which is ridiculous and clearly untrue, and that only vaccinations will bring about herd immunity. No. No. We all know that's not true. We've taken science classes.
But how many... It just makes me sad.
So there is a lot of misinformation going too far against the vaccines, too. But the wildest one, I can't read my own words. Here. Wildest one was that the vaccines were the mark of the beast. I remember we talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
I spent months trying to convince my mother that getting the COVID vaccine is not the mark of the beast, which I still stand firm. It's definitely not. But they are not doing us any favors because some people are now saying that these passports should extend beyond just airlines and traveling abroad. Some are advocating that they be used to travel state to state, to use local public transportation, for kids to go to school, even to actually buy and sell. Kind of sounds like the Mark of the Beast. Now, again, it's not the Mark of the Beast, but what now worries me is like...
this will become normal.
This is we're normalizing this kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're normalizing a forced thing that if you don't do it, you cannot function in society legally.
Yeah.
And that is frightening as heck. This is the first time in my lifetime that I recall anything being postulated like that. That's terrifying.
But
that's
why?
Legitimately terrifying.
But why? I mean, for real, but why? Like, it's got to happen.
Oh, sure, it's going to happen. I just don't want to be alive when it does. I'd rather be in the cold ground.
I mean, but we already know, like, we're on the winning side.
Yeah, but we don't know when we get to join that winning side up in heaven.
Sure.
Is it before or is it after? Because if it's after, I don't want to be here for it.
I mean, and that's fair. I just know that God hasn't brought me to anything yet that he hasn't brought me through.
Oh, sure, sure.
I'm not trying to minimize your feelings. I'm not trying to downplay.
No. I mean, you're absolutely right.
It's just one of those things that, like, that first initial fear, that's what's driving people to mania, you know, to absolute insanity. Because they won't take a minute to just go, okay, this is freaking me the heck out right now. I get that. But let me take a breath. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On all sides. Absolutely. Everybody.
Yeah. And so it's causing both sides to just go full bore into 100% this is true. Uh-huh. And they're both saying the exact opposite things. When really, the truth is always in the middle somewhere.
Uh-huh.
It always is.
Always.
Always. Always.
Uh-huh.
But we only have two sides.
Yeah.
We don't have a middle side, guys. You can't be on the middle side, apparently.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think? We'd like to know. I'm not going to drag this out any longer. This is infuriating and depressing.
Yeah.
And this has been a relatively fun show. So,
I'd like to keep it that way. Heck yeah. It's our show.
Be done.
We can say that.
Luckily, we filled up a lot of time telling really funny stories earlier. Yeah. So, the show's practically over.
Uh-huh.
But we do want to know.
I mean, we have a necessity. No, we have... anyway, we have to keep people informed.
True. Yes. It's our job.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But we don't have to linger on it.
We choose what we're going to inform you about.
Sure.
But still.
sort of. I didn't choose this. That's for darn sure.
Mo rarely chooses.
Yeah. And I don't think
that's coming up next week. You just wait for it.
Yes. I don't think that you would have chosen this had you not felt some sort of responsibility.
Agreed.
You know, agreed.
I'd like to not talk about COVID anymore.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to have a 27-part series.
Right. But we do. Here we are.
I feel like, and now I feel this burden that we have to make it to 30. Like, I think we have to have 30 total.
Sure, but we don't have to meet that 30 anytime soon.
Sure.
Like, we can have a 5-year post-COVID.
Episode 30!
Yeah, exactly.
2027!
Yep, there you go.
No. I don't ever want to talk about it once we can get past it all. I just don't know if we'll ever get past it all.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take one more break. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to share our latest Twitter poll. No, not about vaccines.
Yes.
About WrestleMania.
More Backroom Morning Show to come.
Stick around. What up, my nerds? We here at Love Thy Nerd are beyond honored that you let our podcast blast in your earbuds each week. But we're also a jealous ministry who wants even more of your love and devotion. If you haven't made LTN Radio a part of your daily routine yet, you are missing out. Not only do you get to hear our exclusive morning shows, Church Nerds and the Backroom Morning Show, before they are put on the website, but you also get radio exclusive shows like Bible Thump with Drew Dixon, LTN Rewind, Faith and Fandom 180 with Hector Mirai, The Moment with Megan Mo Oaks, Nerd History, Nerdy Definitions, This Week week in nerdy news, and our LTN specials as well. And on top of all that, the rest of our airtime is jam-packed with the absolute best mix of Christian rock, rap, pop, and indie that is hand-curated by Love Thy Nerd just for you. Give us a listen at ltnonair.com or download the Live 365 app on your smartphone to search and favorite LTN Radio. Thanks, and enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show as things are winding down for the day.
But first, we wanted to know, are you going to watch WrestleMania? And yes, we know WrestleMania was this past weekend, but at the time of the poll and this recording, it still hasn't happened, so chill out, okay?
So yeah, we did post this on April 7th, asking the question, are you going to watch WrestleMania, with four answers, heck yes, nah, maybe next year, what's WrestleMania, and never wrestling is fake. What was the top answer, Mo?
Okay, I have to admit something.
You already looked?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it makes me sad, honestly.
But does it make you sad only because now you've experienced it and that someone in your home loves it? Like 10 years ago would have made you sad? When it wasn't sort of in your life?
Honestly, yeah. I think it still would have made me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simply because, and the answer is...
never. Wrestling is fake. Almost 50%. 47.7%.
Okay. So I really want to ask that percentage of people if they watch any television, because all television is fake, friend, all of it.
Yeah. Bill Brackett here replied, I love the wrestling is fake people, so are movies and TV shows, bro. It's still incredibly athletic. And we responded, right, you know, wrestling is fake, right, as opposed to those totally real Marvel movies you love.
Mm-hmm, yeah. and that's the thing. So I think it probably wouldn't have made me as sad as it makes me now, but it still would have made me sad. I would have been like, seriously?
The next highest number was heck yes. So that's good. 25%.
Yeah, that's a wide margin, though.
It is. But still, you know, it's a niche product.
Sure.
25.5% said, nah, maybe next year. And that one I understand, and I put that in there specifically worded that way, because this year it's still going to kind of be a toned down WrestleMania.
Yeah.
As opposed to the ones that we're familiar with over the years. Last year it was just depressing. They did the best with what they could, but there was no audience whatsoever of any kind. It was just, when you don't have the audience, it just loses, wrestling just loses all of its appeal. Those first few months before they figured out how to like pipe in audience noise and get pictures of people in the crowd and things reacting, it just, couldn't do it. I remember they brought in like 20 people from the backstage area just to watch, so you could hear some noise.
Mm-hmm.
And that was miles better. Like, it was like, it felt closer to real wrestling just with 20 people in the room yelling. And so I get that.
Yeah.
There's only going to be, I think, 10,000 people in attendance, which they're normally somewhere up to like 80, 90,000 people in attendance at a WrestleMania.
See.
So it won't be as big.
Okay, so I'm not even a super fan by any means. I'm not even like a... What's the next thing? I'm not even like a fan. No.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, if super fan's your top one, then fan would be...
I enjoy wrestling, and if it's on... and Topher's taking over the TV, I will watch it.
You enjoy it as a show, but not as something that you follow every storyline and
right.
watch religiously.
Right. Okay. But even I want to see it from like the difference of last year to this year. Mm-hmm. I want to know, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to call you out. Okay.
Cool.
Because, listen, I just realized something about you.
Uh-oh.
You know those old church people that always... come up with new ideas with the argument of, they combat new ideas with the argument of, that's not how we've always done it. You know how we dislike that? We dislike that argument so much.
Are you comparing me to that?
Listen, I just want to say that with a few more years, you might end up falling into that category of old folk.
For what?
Because.
For wanting people in the office?
Listen, no, listen, listen. Because you said... last year was just depressing.
Oh, it was.
Okay, listen, Listen, Linda.
Linda.
I still remember WrestleMania of last year being very encouraging. It was probably the one time that I felt like a significant amount of hope in all of COVID, because they decided, you know what? We're not canceling. We're going to make it work.
That's true.
It might not be what we've all expected. It might not be what we want, but we're going to figure this out, and we're going to do it the best that we can. Did it work? Not really. Was it absolutely awful? No.
No, but there were a couple things that were great.
Yeah.
They decided to take advantage of the fact that they didn't have a live crowd and made a couple cinematic matches, including Undertaker versus AJ Styles in a flipping graveyard.
Yeah.
And that was banger. That was on point. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but it wasn't all bad. But still.
It wasn't the best thing ever, and I hope that they never have to do it again that way.
Right.
But it wasn't depressing.
Look, I'll give you that. I guess comparing it to other WrestleManias, it was depressing. But in the moment, given the fact that I think it was just a week before they had to decide that we're not going to have a crowd.
Yeah.
Because everything locked down and they still were able to pull what they did off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see the hopeful aspect of that. I'll agree with you.
Okay, thanks.
Not a curmudgeon, though. So I would like you to take a step back.
I specifically said, give it a few more years, and I'm thinking another 30 years.
Planning ahead. A few is 30.
Well, yeah. Another 30 years.
So you're only a few years old.
Exactly. You might be leaning towards that type of mentality. So just combat it now.
Dang, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Good looking out.
Anytime.
Let's end with our verse for the day.
Our verse for the day is Isaiah 61. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
That is going to do it for our show today. Be sure to check out all of what we do online at lovethynerd.com. We've got amazing articles on all things nerdy, as well as this show, LTN Radio, and our other podcasts and videos. If you like to directly support our mission to become a financial partner with Love Thy Nerd, specifically with LTN Radio, then please visit lovethynerd.com/partner, and you can choose LTN Radio from the drop-down menu. Love Thy Nerd is a qualifying 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax-deductible.
Make sure you're following us on all the socials at the Back Row LTN, at LTN On Air, and at Love Thy Nerd. And the Back Row Morning Show has its own Facebook group community for Christian humor, Back Row Baptist Church, so search us out and join in on the fun.
And who knows how long that's going to last, that last one. And just
stop saying that.
Every day I think about lighting a match and burning it. Lastly, remember that we air first exclusively on LTN Radio, LTNOnAir.com, every Monday through Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern with an encore at 10 a.m. But if you miss a day or just can't catch the show live, then find the Back Row Morning Show podcast version on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. Subscribe, rate 5 stars, and leave a review. All of that helps us out immensely.
We'll be back tomorrow morning, and we hope you will too.
Mo, final thought.
Y'all, don't buy another mask. Just use the ones you have. We'll make it through.
I've had a disposable one in my car for a solid 2 months that I have used at least 100 times.
I mean, at this point, it's not doing you any good. None.
Once again, I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo.
And remember, if nobody else tells you, we promise that it's true. Jesus loves you, nerd.